With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two-thirds of the U.S. population is facing down a monster winter storm and extreme cold. The storm snow and ice will stretch more than 2,000 miles from Texas to New England as it tracks east through the weekend. This man shopping for groceries in Makata, Georgia, says for people in his area, it's all about being prepared.
I wonder if it's like kind of a southern thing. Like, we just want to be make sure we're good for the for any kind of winter blizzards or anything that could come. But if we got a little bit of something, we just want to make sure we're stocked up.
Crippling ice accumulations are expected to bring down power lines in some parts of the South. As much of America wrestles with the impact of ice and snow from the current winter storm, thousands of protesters in Minneapolis rallied Friday, demanding removal of another form of ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement crackdown that last weekend prompted anti-ICE rioters to disrupt a Minneapolis church service. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says that kind of lawlessness must be stopped.
It emphasizes again, Tony, the importance of a couple of things. Number one, you've got to have partnership between the federal, state, and local officials to uphold the law. And it doesn't work if you have friction between those bodies. So we need local and state officials to do their job. And number two, we've got to protect our fundamental freedoms. We've talked a little bit about that theme today. The free exercise of religion is the first and most important, our first freedom. And we've got to make sure that people can do that well.
The Louisiana Republican's complete interview will air when This Week on Capitol Hill's broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase and its CEO Jamie Dimon for $5 billion. That's over allegations that J.P. Morgan stopped providing banking services to him and his businesses for political reasons after he left office in 2021. This is SRN News. The ACLU is running a transgender sports ad.
The spot, which you can see on YouTube, features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, according to a year-end report from Luminate, its new single-year record, up 9.6% from 2024. While streams of new music, songs released in the last 18 months, were slightly down from the same time last year, Christian and gospel music defied that trend. This is SRN News. President Trump was often center stage at the World Economic Forum in Davos this past week.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said,
"The seismic change we are going through today is an opportunity, in fact, a necessity, to build a new form of European independence."
EU leaders are also discussing Trump's proposed Board of Peace, which some countries have declined to join.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney was one of the leaders expressing opposition to Mr. Trump. The Pentagon has released a new U.S. national defense strategy, and it calls on U.S. allies to take control of their own security more than they have in the past. It reasserts the Trump administration focus on Western Hemisphere while reorienting the U.S. approach toward China and Russia. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.